Oh, the meat curtain. Oh, that's bad.
Cooter.
Cooter.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By, the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors into my house to listen to music containing profanity. In the house tonight, we have, as always, Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Howdy.
Returning from the Bruce Springsteen train episode, Neighbor Bob. Neighbor Bob, say hi.
Yo.
And two other screaming red-ass spider sock monkeys, we have Neighbor Paul. Neighbor Paul.
Hey.
And Neighbor Clark.
How's it going?
Awesome. Okay. Gentlemen, and I don't want to hear from Bob, I don't want to hear shit out of you. Dave, as usual, I don't want to hear shit out of you. Clark and Paul, anything interesting happened to you guys this week?
Well, I was coming out my house last week, and I was going out to clean up the yard, straighten things up, just get ready for spring. And I come out, and I look in my neighbor's house, and the window's wide open, and they're going at it doggy.
Your neighbors?
My neighbors.
Your neighbors?
Oh, that's classic.
I looked right into my neighbor's wife's eyes, and no one stopped. No one stopped. Oh, they just keep going. I just turned and started walking away. I felt awkward as hell.
Is she an attractive lassie?
Yes, okay. Yes. Things were moving around nicely.
And you made eye contact.
More than eye contact.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Were you upset? Did she know she was? Did you know? She
I was more startled than she was.
Did she give you like a little wink or anything?
Yeah, wink
no,
and smile.
No, there was no request to come join or anything like that. But.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and I don't know. As a native Minnesotan, I need the shades drawn tight. I need the front door locked. I mean, I need everything buttoned down as if a hurricane
is that
was coming.
Lutheran inside of you?
Maybe. Yeah. like that's foreign to me. And for them to keep going, so you back down first.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've accidentally flashed my neighbors before.
Yeah.
But never, I mean, I guess I would have felt more confident if I had a cohort with me, like if I had a partner in crime.
Yeah. Or a boner.
As opposed to, as opposed to just me and my limp penis.
More confident about it.
Hold on a second. Hey, neighbor Bob, how did that work out for you when I flashed you with my limp penis?
He's in the mood for spaghetti all of a sudden.
I think he was excited. He's...
No doubt. You care to comment on it?
I had to barf.
Awesome. Yeah, I got walked in on in the bathroom recently. That was interesting.
You got walked in on the bathroom?
Well, it's maybe not so much walked in on as my door flew open. I was in the stall at Target, and for some reason I decided to use the handicap stall, which I have now learned is the wrong thing to do because I'm not legally handicapped.
It took you this long to learn that, man.
Right.
Well, I don't know. It might be
it's
so
karma coming
that.
And smacking you for using it.
Right. So what I do is I walk real special when I go in there, but then once I get inside, I just put on my normal face.
Nice. You even stage it.
That's right.
Oh God.
Walk with the limp.
That is truly karma coming.
I gotta go poop.
Eat a poop.
I gotta poop.
Oh, gee, I'm kind of embarrassed now. So, anyways, yes.
You got a license to shit here.
So I was in the handicap stall, which if you guys have ever been in a handicap stall, the stool is about 6-7 feet away. It's way back in the corner from the door. So I'm enjoying my clean privacy because handicapped people never shit on a seat and they never get toilet paper on the floor. That doesn't happen at all.
Of course not. They don't use toilet paper. Well,
you're dreaming.
I got to say, at work, in my office, I know there's nobody on the whole floor is handicapped. So I will occasionally go ahead and use the handicap stall.
Yeah.
But it's only because I know there's no possibility of someone handicapped coming in.
Yeah, agreed. And if you're at Target, there's the possibility of somebody handicapped going in there going, "That's mine!"
Yeah, all I know is
you get any stink eye from someone because you're in there and you come out walking fine?
Right.
Now, wait a second. Mentally retarded people aren't necessarily in a wheelchair.
That's true. Yeah. We are kind of painting them in a corner
on,
there.
Get your jokes right with the handicapped people.
Jesus Christ, man. I feel really bad about myself now. I feel really bad. So either way, I'm sitting down doing my business in a choice piece of real estate at Target, yes. 6 or 7 feet away from the door. when the motherfucker next to me in the regular guy stall slams his door so goddamn hard that it made my door fly open. And I was kind of, at first you're in shock because at this point I'm wiping my ass.
Well, which, you weren't mid-turn.
No, because otherwise I would have just sat there till the bathroom was empty. Yeah. I would have covered my privates and that was it. But no, I was the wipe. So instantly I jump into the corner because that's the only hiding spot where nobody can see me.
You go ninja.
Right, I go ninja.
Is it busy in the bathroom? Are there other people in there?
To my knowledge, there was only the one guy in there.
Okay.
So I sort of hid in the corner, considering whether I pull my pants up with a full, you know, a full load, a full carpet full of peanut butter in the back. And eventually I creep my way along the wall and I reach out to shut the door. And just I do, I have to turn 90 degrees and expose myself fully to the outside world. And I quickly whip the door closed, but before I do, me and my penis make eye contact with a 15-year-old kid in the mirror. I mean, because the mirror, the kid had his back to me, but he looked right at me in the reflection of the mirror. Ultra in fucking embarrassing. That's why I pretty much refuse to shit anywhere but in a single bathroom at work or at home by myself.
I used to work with a guy that he'd drive home 30 minutes and then drive back 30 minutes to take a dump at home during the work day.
I'm almost there.
I thought he was a nuts for that.
Nah, dude, I worked with had the same fucking problem, and he said it was because when he was like 14, he had a horrible stomach virus when he went on a family vacation in like Colorado from Minnesota, and on the trip home, he had, you know, they had to leave to get home because the kid was sick, and he had to stay in the bathroom for like 4 fucking hours before pounding on the bathroom the whole time he's on this flight. He said to this day, as a, you know, 35-year-old dude, I used to work with him at 3M. He just takes off. Whenever he's got a shit, he drives back and takes a shit and then goes back to work.
Does he bring the pens with him just in case?
Yeah, no doubt.
I never checked. Never asked, never checked. I just, he would take off. I got a dump. Be back like 40 minutes.
That's the last place I saw
him. On the American Pie, right? Who left high school to go take a shit.
Yeah,
you guys remember that movie?
Yep.
Absolutely. I remember the breasts from that movie, and that's about it. I remember learning the term MILF, and I remember breasts. That's it.
Good times.
Yeah.
And this one time,
I'm thinking
at band
voluntary
camp?
Colostomy bag installation here. Gotta be a better way.
No shit. Where does a regular guy get a fucking colostomy bag, dude? Duh.
We can hook you up with one right now, Tony.
They have them on sale at Target.
I've got a hypothesis. Yes, I'm a scientist, so it's not a theory. It's a hypothesis that would need to be tested to be confirmed that at work, but not in a public place like Target, but at work, if somebody's got to take a shit real bad and you got a giant ass fart that's going to start the whole process, if you run into the bathroom and there's someone taking a leak and you go into the stall, you hold it. As long as you can until someone leaves. So what I've been doing to work on my hypothesis is I'm taking a piss, someone walks in, and you can tell the gait pattern, they're a little hurried up, and they close the door, pants go down, nothing's happening. And I just perceived it as somebody's got to really fucking take a serious dump, right?
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. So I, over a period of time, realized maybe what I should do is to see what's going on, test my little social hypothesis. So I flush the toilet, I wash my hands, and then I open the door, stand there, let it shut. And then I hear, people wait for you to leave. Because it's fucked up.
Self-inflicted pain for no reason.
But it's fucked up because
I'll stand at the urinal and freaking fart.
Yeah, but people do it. And maybe it's Minnesota. Maybe it's that Lutheran
thing,
right?
Maybe it is.
It'd be fucked up if you went upstairs to take a shit and David was sitting in the bathroom next to you.
Yeah.
At home here, that wouldn't make any sense. At work, oh, fine. You know, a coworker's taking a shit next to you. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But some people, it's totally fucked up and they can't do it.
Yep. Don't agree.
That is my hypothesis.
And I'll bet.
Do you have any charts and graphs to back
that up? I'll work on that for the next podcast.
I want to see
some data. Metrics.
We need a study.
Yeah. Can you send me the slides, please?
I'll work on that.
How are we trending for March and April?
How many outliers do you have?
Exactly. We're all outliers.
All right, so I listen to a podcast called Five Tacos and a Taco, and I love these guys, and they have what's called the Rules of Shapoopy.
Is this lesbians?
No, they're fucking, I wish. The Five Tacos and a Bald Taco? No, they're just a couple of guys, but they have come up with the rules of etiquette, the Shapoopy rules, and that's where I learned you're not supposed to take the handicapped stall. And I also learned that if you want the cleanest stall, you obviously don't go for the first. And you obviously don't go for the last stall because that's the obvious choice.
Yep.
You choose second from the last if you want the most hygienically clean pooping stall.
Still just a hypothesis, right?
But one of their rules, the rules of their rules of Shapoopy is that you don't drop one until you have an empty bathroom.
I'm onto something.
You're onto something.
Wow.
That's a
both. Other great minds are thinking alike, right?
And I have to admit, if I have some, I will drop one. I'll make a plunk, a splashdown, they call it. They call it a splashdown. You don't splash down if somebody is next to you or within 15 feet. So, but I will splash down, but I won't pass audible gas.
Ah,
and
we've I got, don't got time for that, for God's
sake. Man, how can you live your life clenched?
Yeah.
If my company policy would allow it, I'd go out in front of the courtyard and take a dump in the
just because
Max
it's the easiest thing to do?
It's the most natural.
So what makes these guys the definitive poop room
experts?
The
rules of shoo-poo-poo. That doesn't sound right to me. That sounds like somebody who's like been clenched their whole life.
And do they
I got no problem like walking into... If I time it just right, I can walk in anywhere... Drop my jammies and just squirt out a deuce. No problem.
Okay, wait a minute, because I've worked with this guy. Then okay, there's an engineer at work that always always has bowel problems. And I don't know how I know this, but there was one time I was gently washing my hands after doing my business, and this engineer, and I'm gonna call him Tom. Tom comes running in and hits the door hard enough to slam it against the wall, elbows his way into the stall, bam, slam. And before I hear his pants and his belt hit the floor, and then I hear, the seat slam down. He was shitting his pants. He was shitting his pants before he even got the seat down. And then I hear this. Oh! Is that how it goes, Bob? Yeah, if I time it perfectly, I can shit before I put the seat down.
I don't know about you.
Don't women do that all the time, called hovering?
Oh, yes. I did. I also worked with a guy. He called it the ass gasket. This is the guy I worked with, and he was the toughest guy I've ever known, I think. But when he would go take a shit, not only would he put a layer of toilet paper on the seat, and he called it the ass gasket, but he would also put a double layer of toilet paper on top of the water so that it wouldn't splash up at him.
That's sweet.
He would spend fucking 15
sweet.
Minutes.
He got a poop damper.
Yeah, a poop damper. That's exactly
what
it is.
So what the fuck did the guy do if it was the same two people you just described? The guy that did it before the seat was down, and if he was also...
They're polar opposites is what they
try
are.
Try to combine them. That's fascinating shit.
It reminds me of like watching a dog go out in the backyard and just walk in a circle over and over and over, like squatting a little bit more with each revolution until finally it's just like, oh, what the hell? I might as well shit here. There's nowhere else to go.
Do dogs grunt when they shit? Do dogs ever grunt?
They do a weird kind of smile.
They do.
That's true. They do.
They curl up the edge of their mouth. Okay.
That euphoric poop
and
feeling.
That's usually what I call a vagina, a weird kind of smile. And on that note, guys, let's go to our first song. Neighbor Paul, what'd you bring us?
I've got a lovely tune called Death or Glory by The Clash. Hopefully most people have heard of it, but just in case you haven't, it's from London Calling, one of the best albums in the history of mankind. And I first discovered it when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old. A buddy of mine's brother had a whole bunch of LPs. That's a long play record. And it's just got a great, I think it only has one swear in it, but it's one of my favorite lines ever in a song. And when you hear it, if you do hear that one line, it has to do with the church.
From the ginormous, oversized plastic CD comes
Death or Glory by The Clash.
Get up!
Get up! We'll be right back.
I don't know if people heard
that. Now, wait a minute. It was something about fucking nuns.
Yes, there's a simple line in there that says, "He who fucks nuns will later join the church."
Wow.
Probably worth rewinding the podcast, listening to that again. It's the second stanza, I think.
Yeah, people out there, hit your little iScroll button and go back and listen to that again, because that's a fucking double take. We've never had anything like that. Anything like that on the podcast.
So imagine being 12 and discovering that.
Yeah, I probably would have found a reason to masturbate.
That's good parenting skills there, baby.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's just a great song. I mean, the whole album's great, but that particular one always sticks out.
I'm going to hell for making fun of retarded people. You're going to go to hell for playing that song to the masses.
You're awesome. Welcome, everyone.
All right. Neighbor Clark. Neighbor Clark has to leave soon.
I do.
Do you have a poop story to share with us?
I have one more from our adventure racing days.
Adventure racing, is
yes.
that?
Yes.
What is adventure racing?
Adventure racing's orienteering, which is basically using a map and a compass to go find a point. But it goes in adventure racing, you do it via running, biking, and in a boat.
It's like a marathon where you have to think a lot.
Exactly. They have different lengths, a couple hours up to like 3 days.
And the map doesn't exactly say you are here, does it?
You have to figure out where you are.
Yeah. Do you do it in a boat with a goat?
So
and then some.
Can you use a GPS?
Nope. Okay. No GPS, just compass and map.
And occasionally you have to poop in the woods.
You do. You know, when you're out there for 24 hours, you got to do it. So
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. We had this one guy who's with us, and he couldn't poop. He tried to poop probably for about 20 hours, and we're 20 hours into this race, and he couldn't shit.
Oh,
and we get to this one transition area, and there's nothing there but a guy sitting in his truck.
And is this like a checkpoint or something?
It's not a checkpoint. It's a transition area where you have to check in with someone.
Okay.
So they know where you're at and they know where everybody's at. That way they keep track of everybody during the race. Well, Alan feels the BM coming on. So he goes and tries to do it. He goes 10 feet away from this guy's freaking truck and fucking drops it. And it fucking reeked.
And this is a guy who couldn't go.
Exactly. This guy's nice. He's a nice free volunteer doing this out of the goodness of his heart. Bless his soul. This guy just took a shit 10 feet from his car. And we're like the second, we were the third team through this TA. So he had another six, 7 hours
of
sitting there.
Lot?
No, we're in the woods. We're in the back of the woods.
He basically got his tailgate.
Yeah, exactly. It's like going to someone's tailgating party and shitting the next stall over.
That's awesome. All right, hey, all the neighbors, go ahead and Neighbor Clark, thank you for stopping by the podcast.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Say Neighbor Clark, say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, so yes, we are now resuming the podcast, sans neighbor Clark. You know, I fucking miss that guy. I mean...
He's cute.
No shit, man. I think out of all of us, okay...
I'd do him, fuck.
He's the only one with a six-pack. I mean, Bob, you might have a six-pack, but look at Clark's got a six-pack.
Yeah, he's, and he's got the best something. Shit stories.
So. No doubt.
That's the top deal.
The whole package, right?
That's, wow. That's true, man.
Package, shit stories, and ribs, and...
I'd six pack titty fuck him.
Excuse myself.
You're gonna edit that.
Oh, that's staying in.
No, I think that's staying.
Is that even possible? Wait a second, Dave. Is that possible?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the right answer.
I don't. Nice try. Right.
Google
nice
it.
Try. All right, where are we going from here? Anything interesting that doesn't have poop? Or are we back on the poop?
I got a stink nothing. Smell. You know, a C-plus stink story about today. It takes a minute.
Yeah. Let's hear a C-plus stink story.
Not too many people at work today, being Friday and all. Guy a few cubes away from me. Hey, man, you going to do some lunch? Yeah, sure. Let's walk down the cafeteria. So we're just walking down the aisles there. And I pause. And I'm on the eighth floor of a building. And I go, dude, what the fuck is that? Like, you smell that? And he's like, what? I said, there's a mouse. I was completely serious. I'm like, because we have dead mice occasionally in our basement. Like, it's a fucking dead mouse. Like, come here. So he just said, we're on the eighth floor. There's no mouse. I'm like, seriously. And he
like a rotting comes, corpse smell?
He just smelled like, yeah.
Small corpse.
Yeah, a dead mouse smell. I mean, you know what that's like. And he breathes in through his nose. He's like, yeah, I think there's a dead mouse. Maybe it's like stuck in a vent or something. And this guy behind one of the cubes, Steve, goes, I think you're smelling my cauliflower and Parmesan cheese soup.
No!
Oh, dude. I didn't know he was there because there's nobody at work today. And I smell like, yep. I said, happy Good Friday. Enjoy your dead mouse soup.
Dude, I can verify your story because last year, Elizabeth found out that you can make mashed cauliflower. So it's an alternative to mashed potatoes.
Yeah. That's a way of packing more shit into cauliflower, basically.
So she made it, and it tasted okay. I didn't notice anything, but then I left the house, and I came back in, and holy fuck, did it stink.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I had no idea.
It stunk for like 2 days. It was nasty.
Oh, I totally agree. Cauliflower... bean and bacon soup, especially if you don't heat it up, you just eat it out of the can, like hobo style. That cauliflower will make you fart nasty style. If you're gonna boil that shit down into like a super matter, like a black matter type of whatever, that's bad news, man.
That's just unacceptable.
You know what else gets me? Is fucking beets. You guys ever eat some really fresh beets? And then your piss 2 hours later comes out blood red.
Yeah.
There was a time, like last summer, lovely wife Becca joined a crop share, and we were getting beets that were the size of a fucking softball. So I have myself a nice beet salad for lunch, and I forget at dinner time that I had a beet salad. So I sit down to take a nice solid shit at work.
Oh, no.
And I'm sitting down, and when I stand up, I turn around to see... an entire blood red pot of stewy shit, and I instantly assume I'm dying.
Cancer!
Fuck, what's happening to me?
Ass cancer!
Yeah, ass cancer, exactly. I thought I was done for,
fuck,
man.
I'm gonna die!
Dude, I jumped in the car and drove halfway to the hospital before I remembered I ate beets for lunch. Fuck them beets!
Wait, first you said the piss was red, then you said the shit was blood red.
Well, no.
So was the piss red also, or what?
No, this is weird, but sometimes when I poop, I piss too.
Yeah.
So you
piss and then poop, and then you piss again because you have a post-shit piss? Because that's another one of my hypotheses, but I didn't want to go that far.
Well, in this case, I pissed, and then I splashed down into the piss.
Yes, and you get stained in red
to
ass.
I forgot to lay down my ass damper.
Uh-huh.
My shit damper.
And then Elizabeth, I slipped and I said Elizabeth. Then Elizabeth sees your blood red ass the other
right
when you're getting into bed with her later. So sorry, I shouldn't have gone.
The deal is, all right. Alright, so the moral of this story is
I want a moral to finish this up.
The moral
Please,
of this
let me hear the moral.
Make it all count, for God.
I am gonna make it all fucking count. Yeah,
this better be worth it to me.
The moral of this story is,
there's so many other things I'd rather be doing.
If you're gonna eat beets, you better put it in your fucking for
take
lunch.
A shit and let them steep like a tea bag. Your shit water's gonna turn rainbow color.
Like an oil slick.
All you gotta do is wait up.
You know, sometimes it's lame when you listen to a bunch of people laughing. Sometimes it's really fucking funny when you... I don't know how this is going to be.
I don't know how
it
is either, but usually it's fucking funny. All right, time out. Ready, here we go. Right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the moral of this fucking story is that if you're going to eat beets for lunch, put it in your fucking iPhone, or maybe at least write a fucking 3M post-it note to remind yourself that you're going to have blood red steeped shit later on in the day, okay? Duly noted, gentlemen?
Yes.
Duly
yes.
noted.
Agreed.
I do have a question, though. If you have asparagus that day, same day as beets, I wasn't sure. I've been asking. If you have the beets, does your piss get tinted a little bit red? Because if so, it'd be interesting to have that, you know, that 20 minutes after asparagus. That's always fascinating. You smell
yeah.
asparagus, and if it was blood red, I don't know. Maybe it's
right, right. No,
interesting,
no.
but...
Why? What's happening when you piss asparagus?
Well, if you have asparagus within about 20 minutes, if you time it right, you slug like 5 beers and you eat a plate of asparagus. About 20 minutes later, when you take a piss, it smells like asparagus.
Oh, it's a fucking phenomenon.
Yeah,
it's hands
beautiful.
Down. It's true.
Yeah,
and you don't get a blowjob that night either.
Well, you don't have to tell her. She'll find out. You don't get good at it.
Could you imagine getting a mouthful of that shit?
Wait, okay, I know it makes your piss smell, but does it make your cum smell?
That's a good one.
That's not a theory of Paul's that we're going to test tonight.
Yeah, Paul's going to test that at work.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
This,
yeah.
This brings up a point. Last week, we took our kids to the movie
yep.
to see How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Okay. But afterwards, I had to take a massive piss because I was drinking soda the whole time. I'm at the urinal, and it's these like floor to shoulder high urinals.
Yeah, boot pissers. You're pissing on your boots, basically.
Right, right. So I'm taking a piss, but this guy comes up and just basically is like fucking the urinal. He's like super goddamn close. I mean,
fucking the urinal.
He's like,
yeah, he
he's like
wanna...
shoved all the way up into it. It's like, it's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Is his shoulders getting wet?
Like, you don't want like someone to see your junk or something, so you get all the way
yeah.
into the urinal.
Stage
Have
fright.
You guys seen this before?
I've seen people that need to make a fucking secure, like, space, mm-hmm. you know, NASA quality seal between their groin and the fucking, you know, the urinal. But I've never seen anybody do it on a, you know, one of the ones that goes all the way to the floor, because you're basically standing in that thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he had basically, you know, there's a space but on the bottom where it comes out, like, between your feet. He's basically got his feet all the way to the wall, and his whole body, like, pushed all
leaning.
The way up against the wall.
That's just prime for his feet to slip and for him to go face
yeah.
first into that fucking toilet, man. He's going to be eating blue cakes.
I've seen a guy at work, a big fat fucker, will walk in and he'll unzip and then put both his hands on the wall.
No, I've
and
seen
lean
that.
Forward.
Yeah,
yes.
like he's getting frisked.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we call that 5-0 style.
The
5-0's got me. You know what
it's
that is?
It's always a fat guy.
I'm too lazy to fucking stand without putting two hands on a wall. I can't be bothered to put a hand on my penis. Yeah, that is a fucking fat fuck if I've ever seen one.
He's probably like panting from like the 10 strides to the bathroom.
Right. It took him 3 minutes to get the breath to pull his zipper down. Oh, shit. I might wet myself. All right, they're going to play a song. Who's got a fucking song? Neighbor Dave.
I got a song.
What did you bring us?
We got Whores from Jane's Addiction. Do I need to say more?
Well, cue it up.
Cue it up.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck it. Gong. I'm sick of that. Sick of that shit.
That song is annoying the fucking shit out of me.
Agreed.
I didn't expect it.
I can't say that I've ever heard Whores. What album is that off of? Any idea?
I can't really remember at the moment.
I don't
it's
remember.
It's gotta be their newer shit.
I gotta say, the older I get, the more annoyed I get when I listen to Jane's Addiction.
You know,
I used to be able to like stomach them for long periods of time.
But not everything.
But overall, I'm just not into them as much as I was when I was young.
But there's still some great songs like Pigs and Zen.
Yeah,
that just all right. Fucking rock.
The whole,
I think those will stand the test of time.
The whole Nothing Shocking album.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked before on the podcast about greatest alternative albums of all time. And Nothing Shocking, which got, you know, Jane Says is the huge one off of that album.
That's
right.
A gay song.
And Coming Round the Mountain. Coming Down the Mountain, because everybody says Coming Round the Mountain when she comes.
I don't know song titles. It's just one giant great album, and I hit skip on Jane Says.
Yeah, Coming Down the Mountain is the big one. I mean, that's the two everybody have heard off that album.
Yeah.
But once they get into the whole Ben Caught Stealing shit, that's, what do you do? Skip it over.
I skip Ben Caught Stealing and Jane Says because it's FM.
Well,
it's FM's radio suicide.
Jane Says, just by credit, by way of being on that album, Nothing Shocking, I can still listen to it. I mean, agreed, it's been overplayed to shit.
I've never heard it in my life.
And Ben Caught Stealing is the same way. It's not a bad song. Yeah. It's just that you've heard it so many times on the radio.
And if that's the best song on that album, fuck that album.
Oh, but you see,
no, it's not the best song.
No, really? But you see, I've heard Pigs and Zen.
Well, screw Whores. Let's play Pigs and Zen.
Fuck it.
Yes, and right. You know, and we have to mention that everything on Nothing Shocking, almost every song on that album has a motherfucker or a goddamn in it. I mean, it's one
you
of
can
those
play
albums.
Any song, you'd be fine on this podcast.
All right, Pigs and Zen.
Cue it up.
Thank you.
Then why don't you sing me something? I'm in the midst of a trauma. Leave a message. All right, fuckers, let's bring this podcast to a close. It's getting late, and I gotta go home and masturbate.
So what am I gonna take out the podcast with?
I don't have anything.
I got something.
You got something, yeah. Paul?
Jeez, Paul.
You're in the mood. How about a Lily Allen in your head?
Is that the chick that got famous on MySpace?
You got it. 89.3 The Current. That's a good spot for people to check
out. Hey,
89.3. 89.3 Current.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, yes. That's you hear a good share of Lily Allen. I think first song from, was that her first album, I think? The song Smile. That's it.
She only has one album, right?
I'll check it out, yes.
I think two.
Yeah, it was her first album.
Yeah, she's the one. Okay. Now, my exposure to her is that she was the first person to get fucking famous off MySpace. She had a MySpace profile where she posted her music, mm-hmm. and they found this fucking pauper who, you know, this poor person who was the shit, and then she signed a record deal and whatever else.
Sold 2-3 million copies of an album
but,
on MySpace. Yeah.
But what's the real story, David?
Well, I just looked her up on Wiki, and she's got an interesting story because her parents were in the business,
yeah.
as they say. Her father was an actor and a musician.
They could have made her 10 times over.
Yeah, and her mom was a film producer. But instead of doing all that shit, she ran away from home at like age 14.
14?
14.
Jesus Christ, man. Okay.
14 to like attend some music festival, dropped out of school and started writing songs, and then eventually she put them on MySpace. And got famous.
Wow. Nominated for a Grammy, I think, too. All right. Right? I mean, that's big time
was
shit
she?
For yeah. MySpace. You know.
So even though she had everything there, every reason for us to hate her, she bucked the trend at age 14 and fucking became real on her own. So hey, Lily Allen, kudos to you.
Fucking
what are we going out with? What's the name of the song?
Smile.
Okay, so before we go to Smile, hey, thank you everybody for listening to this shitty podcast. You got anything to say? Email Paul at musictoswearby@gmail.com. Tell Bob, dirt, I got nothing. Anything else, write a strongly worded letter, include the word beats, and send it to neighborbob@neighborbob.com, all right? Anybody got anything witty to take us out?
Oh, look at the front butt on that woman. If my wife ever grows a front butt like that, I'm going to shoot her. I'll shoot her dead.
Pardon the profanity.
Front butt in this particular scenario was awesome. This is literally like a back butt only in the front.